Nolte, disgraced crybaby 60 Minutes executive producer resigns in a snit. By John Nolte on April 23, 2025. Crybaby and documented serial liar Bill Owens announced his resignation Tuesday as executive producer of the disgraced far-left 60 Minutes. I voted for this. Owens announced his exit in a memo to the disgraced far-left 60 Minutes staff where he whined over how he would not be allowed to run the show as I have always run it or make independent decisions based on what was right for 60 Minutes. Maybe it's just me, but maybe the guy responsible for damaging the 60 Minutes brand more than any human being not named Dan Rather could use a little oversight. After all, it was under Bill Owens' leadership that 60 Minutes straight up lied to the American people about Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian disinformation, lied about the lab leak, lied about the USAID staff cuts, engaged in the deliberate and malicious editing of Governor Ron DeSantis and the oh-so-benevolent editing of Kamala Harris, not to mention their fascist demands for political censorship and brown-nosing of anyone on the political left. If I published that much disinformation here at Breitbart, no one would have to fire me. I'd resign in shame. Bill Owens doesn't need oversight. This irredeemable serial liar needs a keeper, a minder, and an injection of integrity. So, having defended this show, and what we stand for, from every angle, over time with everything I could, I am stepping aside so the show can move forward, Owens added in his self-regarding memo. Apparently, no one told Bill that the best way to defend his show is not to be caught serially lying. He added, the show is too important to the country. Wankety wankety wank, it has to continue. Just not with me as the executive producer. He then praised CBS News chief Wendy McMahon, claiming she has always had our back, and agrees that 60 Minutes needs to be run by a 60 Minutes producer. This entitled, lying, left-wing fake news addict won't come out and say it. But what he's really upset over is that Shari Redstone, who has a controlling interest in CBS's parent company, and therefore CBS, and therefore CBS News, is daring to do what Bill Owens and Wendy McMahon won't, which is say, you're killing our brand with all this fake news, so let's get a handle on it. But Owens and McMahon want to continue raping the 60 Minutes/CBS brand to further their fascist political agendas, which means continuing to lie without fear of any accountability, especially from within the company. President Trump has, so far successfully, sued CBS for billions after Bill Owens and 60 Minutes engaged in election interference with the Kamala Harris edit. The most recent reports say this case is in arbitration. CBS will be lucky to walk away from this with its broadcast license. Why should a network dedicated to misleading and dividing the American people have access to our free airwaves? CBS shouldn't. And so, we can now add Bill Owens to our ever-growing list of regime media elites who have committed career suicide or just plain given up due to Trump derangement syndrome, yes, 20 self-deportations. Ruth Marcus, Washington Post columnist resigns. 538, Disney/ABC's wildly biased polling site shutters. Paul Krugman, always wrong New York Times columnist forced out. Jim Acosta, CNN anchor forced out. Nora O'Donnell, failed CBS anchor out. Chuck Todd, NBC's former Meet the Press host DEI'd out. Andrea Mitchell, NBC Herod and Ages out of job. Chris Wallace, son of someone out at CNN. Joy Reid, racist MSNBC anchor too racist for MSNBC. Fired. Neil Cavuto, Fox News anchor scurries away. Alex Faulkner, demoted at MSNBC. Iman Mahyildin, lost MSNBC show. Olivia Nuzzi, out at New York Mag for allegedly stalking RFK Jr. Katie Fung, lost MSNBC show. Jonathan Capehart, lost MSNBC show. Steps down from Washington Post editorial board. Lester Holt, out as NBC Nightly News anchor. One-third of New York Times editorial board, say, bye. Eugene Robinson, Washington Post columnist quits in snit. Ryan Lizza, scurries to Substack over credible misconduct allegations. Bill Owens minus 60 Minutes chief resigns in crybaby disgrace. I hereby dub this glorious phenomenon as, the schlonging. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.